You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
After months of hearings, submissions and debate, the Justice Select Committee has released its report into the Treaty Principles Bill, recommending that the bill not proceed. The report found that of all submissions, nearly 90% were opposed, around 8% were in support and just over 3% were unstated. Despite this final damning backlash against the bill, David Seymour and the ACT Party maintain that there is a place for the bill in Aotearoa, saying submissions often don't reflect the majority view of the country. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about the report and what the ACT Party intend to do next. We also spoke about the tariffs imposed on trade by Donald Trump last week and how the government expects them to impact New Zealand. And finally, we spoke about an unfolding situation concerning ACT MP and Food Safety Minister Andrew Hoggard. An RNZ investigation late last week found a potential conflict of interest between the minister and his sister, who's the executive director of a dairy company. The investigation found that her company had lobbied against the minister's office introducing tougher regulations on baby formula. But we started off by discussing the Justice Select Committee's findings on the Treaty Principles Bill. The Justice Select Committee released its report into the Treaty Principles Bill, recommending that it not proceed. The report found that of all submissions, nearly 90% were opposed, 9% in support, and just over 3% were unstated. That's a pretty damning lean against the bill. Do ACT concede that this isn't something that the people of Aotearoa want?
No. What ACT has long said is that there are no good arguments against people being equal, and simply more people making bad arguments does not improve their argument or prove their point. Because the idea that two babies born in New Zealand should have a different place in New Zealand, thanks to events that occurred nearly two centuries before they were born, is ridiculous and abhorrent. So, you know, while high-profile bills do often draw a lot of submissions, they don't necessarily reflect public opinion.
David Seymour has indicated that he wants to campaign on the bill again. With this outcome and so much opposition, why continue trying?
Well, when people have been asked about the bill's principles in scientific polls, they actually come out strongly in favour. And even if the principle of equal rights for all is wildly unpopular amongst a small group of New Zealanders, because, you know, and equal rights has been wildly unpopular at different times in our history, you know, when there was opposition to women having the vote, for example, or, you know, opposition, say, you know, in other countries to the civil rights movements in the US, actually providing for equal rights for citizens is still the right policy. And the reason for that is that people are truly equal. And so the law of the land should treat them like that and make sure that it recognises that we're all alike in dignity, and that's worth fighting for.
What does the ACT Party think of its coalition partners not submitting a stance on the bill?
Well, the report back to the House by the Select Committee is essentially a function of the working of Parliament. Whether individual parties choose to have their individual or alternative view recorded is up to them. The job of the Select Committee is to report what they heard, report to Parliament, and make a recommendation. And yeah, that is always a recommendation by the majority on the committee. And that's why, you know, ACT took the opportunity to provide an alternative view on what we thought of the Treaty Principles Bill. And that's included in the committee report back as well.
So the total cost of all of this is estimated to be around $6 million. A lot of people have said that this has been a waste of resources. What does the ACT Party think of that?
Well, there were a whole lot of people who said that New Zealanders didn't want the conversation about what the treaty principles meant or could mean, that we weren't mature enough as a nation, that the country wasn't ready. But it turned out that for $6 million, we got 300,000 submissions and we got to hear a whole lot of people make their arguments. Unfortunately, some of them against why equal rights and equal citizenship is a bad idea. They're wrong. But we also heard some absolutely fantastic and really coherent submissions from people who've been thinking about this for a long time, involved in the judicial system, involved in the resource management system, involved in economics and politics. And I think on balance that New Zealanders will look back and say that was well worth it.
Is the government concerned about the impact of the tariffs imposed by Donald Trump on New Zealand trade last week?
Well, New Zealand's best interests are served by a world where trade flows freely, and a trade war has impacts on the global economy, like on inflation, on demand for New Zealand products, on our currency and on our growth. So we're certainly very concerned about some of the ramifications of the policies that were announced last week by the US government.
Winston Peters called Trump's Liberation Day a day of celebration, saying many had come out of it much worse than New Zealand. How do the ACT Party's views on the situation compare?
Well, New Zealand is certainly well positioned compared to exporters from other countries, most of whom will be facing much higher tariff rates. A level playing field for our exporters competing with those countries. I can understand why the foreign minister felt some satisfaction that the work he had done visiting the US, meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and engaging with the Trump administration had hopefully had some positive outcomes.
All right, and moving on to our final topic. Food Safety Minister Andrew Hoggard has been facing criticism recently over potential conflicts of interest after it emerged his sister advised his office against introducing tougher regulation on baby formula. Obviously, the situation is still unfolding. Does the ACT Party plan to approach the minister over the allegations, or has he been approached?
Well, that's really a matter for Andrew Hoggard, but what I will say is that transparency is important, which is why we have rules in place to protect this. The Cabinet Manual has rules ministers must follow around conflicts of interest. I have to follow those rules like everyone else in the executive, but I understand that Minister Hoggard is confident that he's managed this appropriately.
Just over a month ago, the newly appointed Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Scott Simpson offloaded all decision-making regarding the supermarket sector due to a close family member owning a supermarket. Do you think Hoggard should have acted in a similar way when given this food safety portfolio?
Well, I don't. I'm not sure whether Minister Andrew Hoggard has been using or consuming baby formula recently, but you know, I'm sure he's managed this appropriately. And you know, this is the approach taken by successive administrations to identify conflicts of interest and then to take appropriate actions. I'm confident Minister Hoggard has taken appropriate actions.
Do you think that the government should have clearer guidelines when it comes to dealing with potential conflicts of interest?
Well, I think what people perceive as a conflict of interest sometimes depends on their perspective, because advocacy is fundamentally about seeking to influence legislators. That's how democracy works. So it would be highly unusual in a country of only 5 million people, you know, where I've discovered coming into politics, you know, at a relatively older age, you're nearly 50, that I know a whole lot of people who have an interest in the government being better. And so it would be very surprising if we couldn't engage with people who are advocating for their sector, advocating for particular things to be done. And that's why we have rules around conflicts of interest, but we need to make sure that we can continue to engage with people who want us to know as legislators exactly what's important.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on the findings of the report of the Justice Select Committee released on the Treaty Principles Bill, the tariffs imposed on New Zealand trade by the US last week, as well as ACT MP Andrew Hoggard facing criticism over potential conflicts of interest.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.